Today, a fascinating piece in Cosmos magazine, which investigates the world of digital addiction. More than 3 billion of us are in some kind of relationship with our phones, and it is becoming an increasingly dependent one. It's at this point that I need to hand over much of the conversation to Cosmos science reporter Dr. Paul Beigler. Paul, good afternoon to you.
How are you, Jeff?
Not bad, thank you, Paul. Can we have some context here? About 3 billion smartphones being used today. We consider them, I guess, sources of entertainment and information and communication. But there is growing concern that they might also be quite a formidable foe. Can you explain why?
Well, the smartphone, everyone loves their phone. It's been called the God tool. It provides so much. You can find out anything that's ever happened on the planet by looking at your phone. But it's a double-edged sword because people are developing what's called problematic smartphone use. And the World Health Organization has been very reluctant to call this a disorder, and it hasn't been formally called a disorder yet. But in my feature article for Cosmos Science magazine, I interviewed a number of scientists, one of whom in Heidelberg in Germany has just completed a study putting people who were very, very attached to their phone. Their family was calling them out for being on their phone too often. They were having trouble putting it away. It started to interfere with their social life, relationships and work. And this gentleman, Christian Wolf, the psychiatrist, the researcher, put 22 of these people in a brain scanner and showed them some pictures while they were in the scanner. And some of the pictures were just your average picture, a flower or a boat in a lake, things that wouldn't set your heart racing. But the other pictures were what you might call smartphone porn, you know, the phone sitting there, beautiful, flawless screen glinting. Sometimes the apps were open with tantalizing social media and shopping open on the phone. And when these people who had problematic smartphone use in their everyday life saw the phone pictures, two very interesting parts of their brain lit up differently to people who didn't have this problem. One part of the brain is an area that is involved in salience, that's able to pick things out from the environment compared to other things, and that went into overdrive. But another part of the brain became less active, and this is the part of the brain in the frontal lobe that controls your willpower. So they had lesser willpower, and they were absolutely driven by the images of these phones. And the researchers noted that this pattern of brain activation is almost identical to what you see in people who have got substance addictions, for example, a drug or alcohol addiction. And so, in sum, this research is really giving some of the first hard brain imaging data that people who are very tight with their phones have certainly at least got some brain changes suggestive that there is an addictive process going on there. It's really confirming something that we intuitively think is likely to be true.
Yeah, Dr. Paul Beigler is my guest. So it's impacting my willpower, Paul. Can't I simply put the damn thing down?
Well, you probably can, and there's a number of strategies. But the problem is that, as I've detailed in the Cosmos article, we're in the attention economy. So a lot of the things that you are looking at, your social media, they make money by getting your eyeballs on the screen and looking at ads. So they are designing these apps, social media applications to keep you on the screen. And they do that by taking a few cues from casinos and the gambling playbook. One of the cues is called variable reinforcement. So posts on Instagram or Facebook are often fleeting. And you'll get different content pushed at you at different times. And so there'll be a variable reward, a reward that is happening at a random interval. And that gets your brain dopamine surging, as you mentioned in the intro. And that's your pleasure chemical. So on the one hand, the phone is driving your pleasure centers in your brain to want to keep using it more. And on the other hand, you're trying to build up that muscle of willpower to push the phone away. And there are things that you can do. You can do some kind of pre-commitment strategies. You can say, right, I'm when I go to bed, I'm not going to have the phone in my room. I'm going to turn my notifications off. I'm going to have periods that have been called dopamine fasting, where you actually say, I'm not going to be on the phone for a couple of hours. So you can. There are strategies that you can do.
You know, I had this question kind of knowing the answer anyway, but I wanted to ask you whether all this sort of brain activity, the fact that an MRI might show someone who is a phone addict will have a brain that's not unlike a person with alcohol or drug addiction. I wanted to ask, is this an unexpected consequence of our phone usage, or is it cruel design by those who make these things? And I'm thinking it might be the latter, Paul.
Well, the design of those people is commercial in confidence, so I won't speculate on what their motives are. But if their motive was to get people addicted to phones, I think there is evidence now that they have been successful.
They're doing a hell of a job. What's next then? You know, what are these software engineers thinking about now as for the next generation of that phone that obviously we all must have?
Well, I think that the next thing, or what's already happening now, really is using AI to tailor these apps to get you looking at them more. And Ryan Alley, who I interviewed for this article, he said that there's a difference between alcohol and drugs and your phone. And the difference is that alcohol can't tell when you've had three drinks. Your phone can tell almost everything about you now. And so that allows AI, deep learning, to mine information about you in a way that can target things so precisely in terms of the likability of an app, when you might be wanting to look at the phone, getting you notifications that there have been comments on something that you feel that you have to reciprocate. All of these socially engineered devices in applications that get you coming back, if they're now going to be enhanced by AI, which they are being, you're really hard up against it to try and reduce your usage. But it's really imperative that people do, because another finding from these studies is that these problematic smartphone use is affecting younger people preferentially, the digital natives, and that may be just because they're using the phones more because of the generation. But the concern is that these are developing brains. And if through processes that are called neuroplasticity, the forging of neural pathways in the brain, because these are happening in much greater extent in younger people, will it be harder to reverse those addictive tendencies in our young people? That's a big question.
And what a question you have posed, Dr. Paul Begler. Thank you very much. He's a science journalist at Cosmos magazine. I'd like to talk to Paul again, but I think I'd prefer to talk to him face-to-face rather than on the phone.